China imposes new export curbs on 10 U.S. rare earth defense companies. China's Commerce Ministry announced on Monday new export restrictions on 10 U.S. rare earth and defense companies after the Pentagon flagged several Chinese companies it believed were aiding the Chinese military. The companies targeted by the export controls include Rare Earth Miners MP Materials Corp. and USA Rare Earth, motor manufacturer Aviox, and defense technology companies Red Cat Holdings and its subsidiary Teal Drones. Other companies affected are defense technology company IMSAR LLC, ocean technology company Jaya Robotics, spacecraft manufacturer Ball Aerospace and Technologies Corp., military equipment maker Oshkosh Defense, and L3Harris Maritime Services. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said entities and individuals in any country or region are prohibited from exporting or supplying dual-use items originating from China to those companies, and that any ongoing related export activities must be immediately ceased. In a separate notice, China's finance ministry said it has excluded 46 U.S. companies, including Lockheed Martin Corporation and Raytheon Missiles and Defense, from government procurement activities, effectively prohibiting Chinese government entities from purchasing their goods. The restrictions came after the Pentagon on June 8 added several Chinese companies, including e-commerce marketplace Alibaba, internet giant Baidu, and electric car maker BYD, to the list of companies it believes are supporting the Chinese military. The filing was made under the National Defense Authorization Act, which requests the Secretary of War to identify and publish an annual list of Chinese military-linked companies until 2030. Although the designation serves mainly to alert the public and private sectors to the firm's national security risks and will not result in immediate sanctions, the move bars the Pentagon from entering into or renewing contracts with them for goods, services, or technology. It also prevents the Department of War from indirectly procuring from the listed companies through third-party sellers. On June 10, Representative John Molinar, chairman of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, and Representative Ben Klein introduced a bill that would bar employees of Chinese companies included on the Pentagon's list from entering the United States. China expanded restrictions on rare earth exports last year amid a trade dispute with the United States. In May 2025, the two nations agreed to a 90-day tariff pause, which was later extended to allow time for negotiations. In November 2025, Beijing agreed to suspend the global implementation of its rare earth export controls, according to the White House. After a summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing on May 14, the White House said that China has agreed to address U.S. concerns about shortages of rare earths and other critical minerals stemming from export controls imposed in retaliation for U.S. tariffs. In a May 17 fact sheet, the White House said China would address supply shortages of yttrium, scandium, neodymium, and indium, which are commonly used in smartphones and military technologies. The Chinese regime also agreed to address U.S. concerns regarding prohibitions or restrictions on the sale of rare earth production and processing equipment and technologies, it added. Eva Fu contributed to this report.